started with a gig at the Reims Cathedral in France and a concert which had created an unexpected publicity explosion because of the fact that 6,000 French fans were allowed to move into a church which just was built for 2,000. Can't imagine what happens, you know. It was such an incredible disaster. We got banned by the Pope himself from the Vatican, you know, never to play a Catholic church again. So far, so bad. Just 4 weeks after that event, with the press coverage all over Europe, we got an invitation from the deans of Coventry, Liverpool, York, Minster, to play the same concert in their cathedral. They said, we do not ban anybody. You are welcome. You can't ignore history, and you can't ignore the fact that the Germans had started the most unbelievable war crime, you know, and Coventry had to suffer from the Nazis' madness. So to move into such a place as a German band, that's, believe me, it's not just fun if you seriously think about it, you know. I remember, you know, I left my hotel at the morning of the concert day and for a walk around town, you know, and by passing the hotel's newsstand, I could read a headline, 35 years ago they came with bombs, today they're coming with synthesizers. And I thought to myself, okay, a warm, charming welcome to Coventry. It was a controversial thing, but within the concert or during the gig, you know, there was nothing than a very warm welcome and an absolute incredible good atmosphere.
My name is Steve Sharratt. I went to the Tangerine Dream concert in October 1975, and it was one of the first big rock concerts with a big famous band that I'd ever been to. I was 17 years old. I had long hair, which parents weren't pleased with, as usual. Denim jacket, some pink jeans with embroidered pockets. I was into the sort of big rock electronic bands of the time. I was into Yes and Led Zeppelin and all those famous 70s bands. Tangerine Dream were different because they were instrumental electronic, pretty new type of style of music. It was something unique for Coventry. Going in there to see a concert, a completely different atmosphere and environment, but it was strangely ceremonial anyway, the way that it was all set up. I do remember the lighting being quite low and atmospheric with candles and stuff like that. I imagine of all the venues they could have gone to in Coventry for that type of music, I couldn't imagine anywhere more perfect, really.
At the start of the concert, the atmosphere was more than strange, you know, the whole setting, including the motionless audience, was more a mixture of a, let's call it a spooky, spiritual and surreal movie set rather than a concert auditorium, you know. And when the first rhythm line started, the natural reverb system a church has switched the entire music into an kind of an unknown space. Like listen to the sounds from a parallel universe.
My name's Martin Williams. I was brought up in Coventry. I'd never heard of Tangerine Dream, but because I was working at the cathedral, I took my son, who was 2 years old. I held him and sat towards the back in case he didn't get on with it. And it was my first experience of electronic music. It was just amazing, but above all, the volume seemed phenomenal to me. And as I sat there, I could feel my stomach vibrating. I was surprised that the west screen didn't crack. The music has a sort of transcendental feeling to it. And so, yes, it is the sort of music that is at home in a cathedral.
The applause was immense, you know, and finally, whatever happens before, then the critics were overwhelming positively.